Yesterday, I told some stories about individual birds I've known. Those weren't just backyard birds. They were particularly associated with my box elder tree. But I can recall individual birds from other places, too. Over the years, I've spent a lot of time birding in Port Wing, Wisconsin. One summer morning when I was on a long walk, I suddenly noticed that the thin leather strap holding my watch to its wristband had broken, and the tiny timepiece was nowhere to be found. I was bummed out because it was my only watch, and a nice one to boot, but there was nothing to be done. I was visiting my in-laws for a few days, and the next morning I took a walk on the same route. On one stretch of Cory Shores Road, overhead ravens were making some funny noises, and I looked up to watch three of them flying about together. One had something shiny in its beak, and danged if when I looked at it with my binoculars, I didn't recognize my watch. I yelled, "Hey, give that back," in a sort of amused, good-natured way, and of all things, the bird flew over the road and dropped it. The glass was a bit scratched, but the watch was still ticking away. I treasured it all the more after that. Early one spring, when I was birding near the Port Wing sewage ponds, I saw a lone sandhill crane flying along, calling over and over. Every March, adult cranes make a sudden, final break from the previous year's chick and head back to their breeding grounds to start nesting anew. This crane was apparently one of the last year's chicks, unaccustomed to being on its own, not quite ready to find its own mate, and still feeling abandoned. It looked and sounded so forlorn that I made a poor imitation of a sandhill crane call. It called back, and as I watched, it turned its head to look at me and then flew directly toward me. The two of us kept calling back and forth as it drew near. It apparently found my red hat, at least a bit like a crane's red forehead. It flew around my head three or four full circles around me as it decided that no matter how lonely it was, I was not an appropriate companion, and then it finally flew off, giving me a couple of sad backward glances. Birds don't usually pay us humans much notice, or if they do, find us irritants or worse, so there's something genuinely magical when they look into our eyes at all. Chickadees and red-breasted nuthatches take food out of our hands and sometimes look at our faces, but despite their confiding, friendly manner, it's usually pretty obvious that they are more interested in the food we provide than in any kind of interspecies discourse. To have had a raven return my watch and a sandhill crane consider me as a potential flock member, even if just for a moment, were both encounters that touched my soul to its core. Production of For the Birds is supported by KUMD and binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.